Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
God really is enough.
Yeah, he is.
And I was thinking about that, you know, in Luke 9:18, he was talking about, you know, Peter's confession of Christ, and the word says that once when Jesus was praying in private and the disciples were with him, he asked them, "Who do the crowd say that I am?"
Mm-hmm.
And they replied, "Some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, still some others, and one of the prophets of long ago has come back to life." But verse 20, Jesus says, "What about you?" he asked. Who do you say I am?" And Peter answered, "The Christ of God." And, you know, I was thinking about that and thinking, you know, how important is it? You know, we're talking about abiding, which kind of all just kind of blends together. But how important is it to Jesus? You know, he's asked, "Who do the crowd say?" Who the crowd say is one thing, but God is always interested in you. Who do you say that I am? And we're going to have a revelation of who God is when we actually spend time with him and his word and abide and hear his voice. He's going to reveal himself to us. And it's a journey. It's a process. You know, it's amazing that when I didn't know God before and he wasn't revealed to me, maybe he was the man upstairs.
You know? Co-pilot.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he's my co-pilot. Can you help me? And I was like, I don't think you know him. You know, there's no fear of God there. But once you receive him and he's revealed to you, you know that he's so much more. Who is he personally to you? And Jesus goes on to say some other things, but I love his words. I mean, he said, "Listen, if anyone's going to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will save it." Then he says this radical statement. "What good is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet forfeit his very self, his own soul?" Right. And you think about it, I mean, Jesus requires that we have, we're recklessly abandoned to a relationship with him. He is so worthy of that. And he says, "Look, if you're going to come after me, if you're going to come on this journey, in order for you to follow me, you're going to have to deny yourself." And oftentimes what gets most people, and what's gotten me in trouble, is yourself. It's letting yourself rise above what God wants to do in your life. And you're fighting so hard to stay alive, and God's like, "Look, let it go. Let it go. Just follow me." Mm. And he says, you know, you can gain the whole world. What does it profit at the end if you try to live this life for yourself and try to attain all these things and try to do all this stuff, you acquire all this stuff? What is it going to profit you to gain everything that the world is chasing after? And at the very end, when it's all said and done, you lose your soul.
That definitely would.
Maybe a huge shame. Mm-hmm. It's a huge shame. And God's saying, "Listen, just come after me. Let, you know, hopefully we'll share in a wisdom moment. Let the main thing be the main thing. Focus on having a relationship with me. Abide with me. Hear my voice. Deny yourself so that you can actually live, so that you can really know what true life is all about."
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.